Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 99, and it's a Whisperpedia episode about turkeys. Specifically, it's about domestic turkeys as opposed to wild turkeys. First, though, a reminder that if you'd like, you can support this podcast on Patreon and get access to all of the old episodes, the bonus podcast, and the behind the scenes videos. There's a link in the show notes of this episode, or you could just go straight to patreon.com/sleepwhispers. Alright, why did I choose the domestic turkey for this Whisperpedia episode? No big surprise. You can probably figure this out because of the time of year it is. I just celebrated Thanksgiving, and now I'm eating turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, I didn't get too creative with this topic. It just came to me as I looked down at my plate. I am also curious about turkeys in general and about knowing where my Thanksgiving turkey comes from. Now, small warning, this article is a very well balanced presentation of interesting information about domestic turkeys, but it also does highlight some concerns and issues about how turkeys are commercially raised. Overall, though, the article is mostly filled with lots of fun and curious facts, and I will end this Whisperpedia reading with the most interesting fact about domestic turkeys that will probably surprise you. Here are some questions that will be addressed as I read to you about the domestic turkey. What are the specific terms for a female turkey, a male turkey, and a baby turkey? Why do most domestic turkeys have white feathers? What are the amusing names of the strange fleshy parts above and below a turkey's beak? Is there a relationship between the bird that's called turkey and the country that's called turkey. Do turkeys exhibit social behaviors? Do male turkeys sneeze when they are hungry, angry, or ready to mate? Why are male and female turkeys usually raised separately? Low light intensity reduces what specific turkey behavior? What is the origin of the term henpecked? Do wild turkeys have white and dark meat like domestic turkeys? What commercial products are made from turkey feathers? When cooking a turkey, what is the advantage of brining compared to roasting or baking? Does the tryptophan in turkey meat really make you sleepy? And I'll finish by telling you what turkey droppings are used for. Okay, let's get to it. The following are select sections from the Wikipedia article titled Domestic Turkey. The first section is an overview. The domestic turkey is a large poultry bird, one of two species in the genus Milligrassis, and the same as the wild turkey. Although turkey domestication was thought to have occurred in Central Mesoamerica at least 2,000 years ago, recent research suggests a possible second domestication event in the southwestern United States between 200 BC and AD 500. However, all of the commercial domestic turkey varieties today descend from the turkey raised in central Mexico that was subsequently imported into Europe by the Spanish in the 16th century. Domestic turkey is a popular form of poultry, and it is raised throughout temperate parts of the world, partially because industrialized farming has made it very cheap for the amount of meat it produces. Female domestic turkeys are referred to as hens, and the chicks may be called poults or turkeylings. In the United States, male domestic turkeys are referred to as toms, while in Europe, the male turkeys are called stags. The great majority of domestic turkeys are bred to have white feathers because their pin feathers are less visible when the carcass is dressed, although brown or bronze feathered varieties are also raised. The fleshy protuberance atop the beak is called the snood, and the fleshy part attached to the underside of the beak is called the wattle. The next section is about the history of the domestic turkey. The English language name for this species results from an early misidentification of the bird with an unrelated species, which was imported to Europe through the country of Turkey. The modern domestic turkey is descended from one of six subspecies of wild turkey found in the area bounded by the present Mexican states of Jalisco, Guerrero, and Veracruz. Ancient Mesoamericans domesticated this subspecies using its meat and eggs as major sources of protein and employing its feathers extensively for decorative purposes. The Aztecs associated the turkey with their trickster god Tezcatlipoca, perhaps because of its perceived humorous behavior. Domestic turkeys were taken to Europe by the Spanish. Many distinct breeds were developed in Europe. In the early 20th century, many advances were made in the breeding of turkeys. The 16th century English navigator William Strickland is generally credited with introducing the turkey into England. His family coat of arms, showing a male turkey as the family crest, is among the earliest known European depictions of a turkey. English farmer Thomas Tusser notes that turkey being among farmers' fare at Christmas in 1573. The domestic turkey was sent from England to Jamestown, Virginia in 1608. A document written in 1584 lists supplies to be furnished to future colonies in the New World. Quote, turkeys, comma, male and female, end quote. Prior to the 19th century, turkey was something of a luxury in the UK, with goose or beef a more common Christmas dinner among the working classes. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Bob Cratchit had a goose before Scrooge bought him a turkey. Intensive farming of turkeys from the late 1940s dramatically cut the price, making it more affordable for the working classes. With the availability of refrigeration, whole turkeys could be shipped frozen to distant markets. Later advances in disease control increased production even more. Advances in shipping, changing consumer preferences, and the proliferation of commercial poultry plants has made fresh turkey inexpensive as well as readily available. The next sections are about behaviors of domestic turkeys. Young domestic turkeys readily fly short distances, perch, and roost. These behaviors become less frequent as the birds mature, but adults will readily climb on objects, such as bales of straw. young birds perform spontaneous, frivolous running, sometimes called frolicking, which has all the appearance of play. Commercial turkeys show a wide diversity of behaviors, including comfort behaviors such as wing flapping, feather ruffling, leg stretching, and dust bathing. Turkeys are highly social and become very distressed when isolated. Many of their behaviors are socially facilitated. In other words, expression of a behavior by one animal increases the tendency for this behavior to be performed by others. Adults can recognize strangers, and placing an alien turkey into an established group will almost certainly result in that individual turkey being attacked, sometimes fatally. Turkeys are highly vocal, and social tension within the group can be monitored by the bird's vocalizations. A high-pitched trill indicates the birds are becoming aggressive, which can develop into intense sparring, where opponents leap at each other with the large, sharp talons and try to peck or grasp the head of each other. Aggression increases in frequency and severity as the birds mature. Maturing males spend a considerable proportion of their time sexually displaying. This is very similar to that of the wild turkey and involves fanning the tail feathers, drooping the wings, and displaying all body feathers, including the beard, which is a tuft of black, modified hair-like feathers on the center of the breast. The skin of the head, neck, and carnuckles, which are the fleshy nodules, becomes bright blue and red, and the snood, which is that fleshy appendage on the forehead, elongates. The birds sneeze at regular intervals, followed by a rapid vibration of their tail feathers. Throughout the process, the birds strut slowly about, with the neck arched backward, their breasts thrust forward, and emitting their characteristic gobbling call. The next section is about the commercial production of domestic turkeys. In commercial production, breeder farms supply eggs to hatcheries. After 28 days of incubation, the hatched poults are sexed and delivered to the grow-out farms. Hens are raised separately from toms because of different growth rates. In the United Kingdom, it is common to rear chicks in the following way. Between 1 and 7 days of age, chicks are placed into a small circular brooding pen to ensure that they encounter food and water. To encourage feeding, they may be kept under constant light for the first 48 hours. To assist thermoregulation, air temperature is maintained at 35 degrees Celsius for the first 3 days, then lowered by approximately 3 degrees Celsius every 2 days to 18 degrees Celsius at 37 days of age, and infrared heaters are usually provided for the first few days. Whilst in the pens, feed is made widely accessible by scattering it on sheets of paper, in addition to being available in feeders. After several days, the pens are removed, allowing the birds access to the entire rearing shed, which may contain tens of thousands of birds. The birds remain there for several weeks, after which they are transported to another unit. The vast majority of turkeys are reared indoors in purpose-built or modified buildings, of which there are many types. Some types have slatted walls to allow ventilation, but many have solid walls and no windows to allow artificial lighting manipulations to optimize production. The buildings can be very large. Converted aircraft hangars are sometimes used and may contain tens of thousands of birds as a single flock. The floor substrate is usually deep litter, for example, wood shavings, which relies upon the controlled buildup of a microbial flora requiring skillful management. Ambient temperatures for adult domestic turkeys are usually maintained between 18 and 21 degrees Celsius. High temperatures should be avoided because the high metabolic rate of turkeys, up to 69 watts per bird, makes them susceptible to heat stress, exacerbated by high stocking densities. Commercial turkeys are kept under a variety of lighting schedules. For example, continuous light, long photo periods of 23 hours, or intermittent lighting to encourage feeding and to accelerate growth. Light intensity is usually low, for example, less than 1 lux to reduce feather pecking. Rations generally include corn and soybean meal with added vitamins and minerals, and is adjusted for protein, carbohydrate, and fat based on the age and nutrient requirements. Hens are slaughtered at about 14 to 16 weeks, and toms at about 18 to 20 weeks of age, when they can weigh over 20 kilograms, compared to a mature male wild turkey, which weighs approximately half that at 10.8 kilograms. The next section is about the welfare concerns of this commercial process. Stocking density is an issue in the welfare of commercial turkeys, and high densities are a major animal welfare concern. Permitted stocking densities for turkeys reared indoors can vary according to geography and animal welfare farm assurance schemes. Turkeys maintained at commercial stocking densities, which is 8 birds per meter squared, or 61 kilograms per meter squared, exhibit increased welfare problems, such as increases in gait abnormalities, hip and foot lesions, and bird disturbances, and decreased body weight compared with lower stocking densities. Turkeys reared at 8 birds per meter squared have a higher incidence of hip lesions and foot pad dermatitis than those reared at 6.5 or 5 birds per meter squared. Insufficient space may lead to an increased risk for injuries, such as broken wings caused by hitting the pen walls or other turkeys during aggressive encounters. It can also lead to heat stress. The problems of small space allowance are exacerbated by the major influence of social facilitation on the behavior of turkeys. If turkeys are to feed, drink, and dust bathe simultaneously, then to avoid causing frustration, resources and space must be available in large quantities. Lighting manipulations used to optimize production can compromise welfare. Long photo periods combined with low light intensity can result in blindness. Feather pecking occurs frequently amongst commercially reared turkeys and can begin at 1 day of age. This behavior is considered to be a redirected foraging behavior caused by providing poultry with an impoverished foraging environment. To reduce feather pecking, turkeys are often beak trimmed. Ultraviolet reflective markings appear on young birds at the same time as feather pecking becomes targeted towards these areas, indicating a possible link. Commercially reared turkeys also perform head pecking, which becomes more frequent as they sexually mature. When this occurs in small enclosures or environments with few opportunities to escape, the outcome is often fatal and rapid. Frequent monitoring is therefore essential, particularly of males approaching maturity. Commercial turkeys are normally reared in single-sex flocks. If a male is inadvertently placed into a female flock, he may be aggressively victimized, hence the term henpecked. Females in male groups will be repeatedly mated, during which it is highly likely she will be injured from being trampled upon. This last section is about parts of turkeys that are used as products, such as their feathers, their meat, and their droppings. Approximately 2 to 4 billion pounds of poultry feathers are produced every year by the poultry industry. Most are ground into a protein source for ruminant animal feed, which are able to digest the protein keratin of which feathers are composed. Turkey feather fibers have been blended with nylon and spun into yarn and then used for knitting. Wild turkeys, while technically the same species as domestic turkeys, have a very different taste from farm-raised turkeys. In contrast to domestic turkeys, almost all wild turkey meat is dark, even the breast, and more intensely flavored. Domestic turkeys are usually baked or roasted in an oven for several hours, often while the cook prepares the remainder of the meal. Sometimes, a turkey is brined before roasting to enhance flavor and moisture content. This is necessary because the dark meat requires a higher temperature to denature all of the myoglobin pigment than the white meat, which is very low in myoglobin, so that fully cooking the dark meat tends to dry out the white meat of the breast. Brining makes it possible to fully cook the dark meat without drying out the white meat. White turkey meat is often considered healthier than dark meat because of its lower fat content, but the nutritional differences are small. Although turkey is reputed to cause sleepiness, holiday dinners are commonly large meals served with carbohydrates, fats, and alcohol in a relaxed atmosphere, all of which are bigger contributors to post-meal sleepiness than the tryptophan in turkey. Although most commonly used as fertilizer, turkey litter, which is the droppings of the turkey mixed with bedding material like wood chips, is used as a fuel source in electric power plants. One such plant in western Minnesota provides 55 megawatts of power using 500,000 tons of turkey litter per year. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep.